USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New this hour, at least 5 people have been killed as a result of Hurricane Florence. There is catastrophic flooding, and the rain is not over. As for those who died, a mother and her young child killed in their brick home as an enormous old tree falls on it, crushing the home and killing them both in Wilmington, North Carolina. Power lines are down along the North and South Carolina coast. Then a woman with a medical condition passes away in Pender County, North Carolina, after first responders could not get to her because of a downed tree in the road.
Hurricane Florence is different from those we've had before. This hurricane is going to be with us for about 2 days.
That is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who warns the slow-moving storm could hover over the state, as we saw with the hurricane and subsequent flooding in Houston, Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The very latest now on Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chair in federal court in Washington, D.C., agreeing to a plea deal, he will provide information to the Department of Justice. Manafort reportedly already giving the DOJ information in connection with the Russia investigation. Manafort's attorney outside the courthouse speaking with reporters.
He wanted to make sure that his family was able to remain safe, live a good life. He's accepted responsibility, and this is for conduct that dates back many years.
By agreeing to this plea deal, Manafort avoids a second criminal trial. And continuing our coverage of Hurricane Florence, it remains a Cat 1, and now former FEMA director Michael Brown, who was on scene in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, weighing in on this storm.
Because you have all this saturated land, all the rain that dumps is just going to turn into flash floods. Most people don't understand is that a flash flood is as powerful and as destructive sometimes as the hurricane itself.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Chicago Mayor Democrat Rahm Emanuel, who is not running for re-election, talking about police reforms, even though stats show crime in his city at a record high. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the department has already reformed a number of areas.
Unlike some other cities, Chicago was already far down the road of reform before we even began discussions around a consent decree. Under leadership of Superintendent Johnson and the entire police department leadership, the department has risen to address longstanding challenges head-on.
The 226-page document was submitted Thursday to a Chicago federal judge.
Space exploration has been a part of American culture for quite some time, so what's being done to keep it this way? USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
October 2018 marks the 60th anniversary to one of Earth's greatest contributors to technological advancement, NASA. Now, what, though, is being done to keep NASA at the forefront and make those little boys and little girls growing up to say, I want to be an astronaut? John Logsdon is the foremost expert on space exploration. He explains what's being done currently.
Using the space program to more effectively reach out to elementary and middle school kids. Research shows it's in middle school the influences that lead to future career choices and interest in science and engineering and mathematics are implanted. Astronauts in the classroom, teachers knowledgeable about space. NASA does a pretty good job of providing that kind of material.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.